I've never had a job that required me to do a lot of traveling, to be away from home on business. But over the years, I've had a few times where I've had to, because of work, go out of town for more than a few days, never more than a week. But on one of those trips, and I don't even know how far back it was, but on one of those trips, my wife decided to put notes, different notes, a number of notes for me in my baggage. And she put in a picture, photograph of the family packed in, maybe with my socks, an I love you note, a note saying, we love you, we miss you, maybe into some of the shirts that were folded, another note saying, can't wait till you get back home. And it was just all assorted and put into my luggage, into my bags. The notes, the pictures were sweet. It helped keep the connection between me and my family alive in my absence. And brothers and sisters, that's what this table is. That's what this table, week after week, is. We are away from home in this life. This life is a pilgrimage. We're on pilgrimage to our real home, and we're not there yet. And every time we come to this table, it's a note, it's a picture from Jesus telling you, I love you. I can't arrive. I can't wait for you to arrive. I am preparing a place for you back home. And between now, today, and however long you have left in your pilgrimage, we come to this table. And maybe you'll be coming to this table 100 more times before you get there. That's 100 more notes from Jesus. Maybe for you, 1,000 more notes and pictures from Jesus telling you he can't wait to welcome you home. And so in this meal, we take bread. It's a picture of Christ who left home and came down to visit us. And in this meal, we also take wine. And that's a picture of Christ crucified, who left this home, left this life, but also returned to life. And so when you take this supper, you are saying, Jesus came to me, and Jesus will come again, and Jesus will bring me home. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal. He tells us to do this in remembrance of him. And he tells us that spiritually he is feeding us as we do this. So if you have come to know God the Father through the work of Jesus Christ, his Son, and you've been convinced of that because of the work of the Holy Spirit, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. But if you're here and those things don't apply to you, I want you to know that you are very welcome here. You don't want to take this supper because it's only people who are basically saying, I am a disciple of Jesus, but you're welcome to remain here. We invite you to stay here, take us all in, and we would love to talk to you more about any of these things. Now, let's pray. Jesus, would you take the bread and the wine and make it so that we are feeding on you, your body, your blood? And would the realities of the gospel and heaven and the love of God for us and the cleansing of all of our sins and the work of a new creation in our lives, would we taste of that? Would we be convinced of that? Would the faith that we have in that become more and more our sight, what we're experiencing, even at this table? And so we ask, Lord, that you would work even tonight. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.